This is a download from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.
Marty, the morning it is. It's not often we have a Golden Globe nominated person in front of me. It's not often we get a chance to have one of those moments. But we certainly have one at the moment. And it's one of those moments where you think to yourself, But he's Irish. What happened there? And not only is he Irish, Brian, you're very welcome. Nice to have you with us. Brian Byrne is in front of me. Nice to have you with us. Move in there to that lovely microphone and get yourself nice and comfortable. Good morning to you, sir, first.
Good morning to you.
And congratulations on your huge success.
Thanks very much. It's been a crazy year.
Jeepers, you know. Tonight. It is quite... Because we better explain, there is a very special event coming up, which is this Tales from the Wall City, which
right.
is this wonderful, wonderful event. Well, you tell us a bit about what it is, firstly.
Well, I've had a long history with the RTE Concert Orchestra. You know, I started out with them when I was very young, conducting, and you know, was very lucky to kind of have the doors open to me when I just came back from college.
What age would you have been?
I think I was 26, 27, something like that. I mean, I started out playing with them. When I came home from college, I was 22, on the piano chair playing, you know, whatever concerts, jazz or classic, sure. whatever it was. And then I think I conducted, Ryan Turberty, he presented, and my first concert was in Farmley, 2000 and something. But I was pretty young, and we just hit it off, you know. And I'd been arranging for the orchestra for a long time as well.
Sure.
And it was a great platform for me to try out stuff and, you know, and along with the orchestra, he manages the orchestra, always gave me kind of free rein to do these concerts, whatever I wanted to do, swing at the movies or swing with the Beatles. And I'd use these concerts to kind of learn how to write for the orchestra and try out arrangements and try different things and try and be edgy with big band stuff. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't.
It's a great opportunity.
But I had a 55-piece orchestra with, you know, big band that I could try out for 8-9 years.
Telling you what to do, or telling them what to do, which is something.
In the last few years, things have kind of moved on a little bit. I'm living out in the States. And
you went to the States in the early 90s, didn't you?
I went 2003. I moved out lock, yeah. stock and barrel.
Yeah.
Moved out to Los Angeles with a few grand in my pocket, and that was it. And basically, RTE Concert Orchestra kept me going for the first year because I'd come home and I'd conduct and do concerts. And so it was really amazing to have that blanket that I could come home. And while I was out there, I did a lot of writing. You know, in between gigs, I'd you know, I'd do a concert, maybe a swing at the movies or something like that, and I'd write one piece. I'd always try and write a 4-minute piece, a 10-minute piece, or just to keep the songs for the trunk, they call them.
All right.
And then hopefully at some stage I'd be able to record them. And this year, I've been working with the orchestra kind of in a composer capacity, you know, and they gave me the orchestra to record. And I had written this piece called Tales from the Walled City, which is set in Derry. It's what the walls in Derry might have witnessed over the last 600 years. You know, this troubled sure. history and you know, this beautiful city with the cannons and I always try and write with an angle or with pictures. It's kind of like an Irish pictures and exhibition. You know, take the walls, take the children playing outside St. Columns. You know, the cannons speak. It's all these little miniature pieces, and we recorded here with the orchestra, and I needed some other piece to put on there, and I got I called up a guy in Decca called Paul Foley. I just worked with Barbra Streisand, there's a name drop,
good man,
and I said, listen, I really need I need a soprano and I need a fiddle player, can you suggest anyone?
You found one of our friends,
and he said, I have the two perfect people for you. I have Daniel Denise and Nicola Benedetti, would you consider working with them? I said, Are you joking? So they basically organized all that. I had recorded the orchestra. They overdubbed them in London. And before we know it, we have a full album.
That's astonishing.
Decca opened the doors. Decca US have now taken the album on and they're going to distribute it worldwide.
And we're going to have it in October as an actual.
It's going to be in stores in October. Right on Monday, it comes out on iTunes and Amazon. And I'm really excited because it's the RTE Concert Orchestra. It's my home
for
team.
Sure. For
and
sure.
I have this, and Decca are really excited about it.
People also need to be aware, of course, about Albert Nobbs.
Right.
And all that yeah, entailed for you.
That seems to be the gift that keeps giving.
Well, that's the door opener, isn't it, when it comes to...
Sometimes you get opportunities in your life that come along, and when that came along, I just jumped on it. And I brought it into the orchestra here, and the orchestra were fantastic. And we recorded the soundtrack here in the studio.
Yes, you did.
And it went on to get nominated for a Golden Globe, and it won the Satellite Award, and... It's now been nominated for 2 World Soundtrack Awards. It's just the gift that keeps giving, and I have this amazing relationship now with Glenn Close. And if you asked me 2 years ago, I said there's no way that would have happened. It's just one of those opportunities that comes, and you jump on it, and you thank God that it's there. And
of course, when you say it's the gift that keeps giving, yes, but you're the man who gave it to us by the same token.
Right.
This is Albert Nobbs. There it is, Albert Nobbs, the opening titles there, and very happy to say that Brian Byrne, the composer in front of me at the moment, Brian, again, listening to that and how beautiful it is, and it must be wonderful for you with all the LA situation, coming from here and to think back about those breaks, as you said, with the OTO Concert Orchestra and it all beginning here, and then to bring it back here, if you like.
Well, it's lovely to, when you're, lovely feeling when you're getting on the plane and you know you're coming home and you know, the people are saying now that the Albert Nobbs getting a little bit of play on the radio, and that's when you're a kid growing up. I'm from Navan, I'm very proud of that, and I'd listen to the radio and listen to your show on the way up, and to have your music put in with all these other people that you're playing is just, it's kind of unbelievable. You know, even though I do this every day for a living now,
sure,
I work with various orchestras, and still that feeling is immense. It's
the dream. It's what you had hoped
to hear your own music back, and to hear with an Irish orchestra and a homegrown. It's just,
should we hear you every Friday night at the Late Late Show?
There you go.
See,
that was a nice one too.
That was a nice one to do.
Yeah,
you did this across the corridor here.
We recorded here, and I've been very lucky. You know?
Well, luck is fine, and luck is vitally important in all our careers. But the fact is still that the talent has to be there to start out. You have to be also able to deliver when you go. Like, you've worked with many, many people. You worked with the Bergmans, didn't you?
I did. I did. When I moved out to the States first, Michel Legrand's manager was managing me when I moved out, and Michel Legrand wrote a lot of songs with Alan and Marilyn Bergman.
Yes.
Who in turn wrote, you know, they wrote most of Streisand's hits and some Sinatra as well, you know,
That's
Nice
right.
and Easy. And when I moved out, I would write, occasionally I'd send them a melody, you know, songs for the trunk, as I called it, same as Tales from the Walled City. I'd just write because I had this burning desire to write, and hopefully it would come down the line. And I wrote this melody and I sent it to Alan Bergman on this old laptop that I had. And he said, yeah, I'll look at it sometime. And he called me up about a year and a half ago and said, do you remember that little waltz melody that you wrote and whatever it was? And I said, actually, I don't. I wrote it on the laptop, and the laptop died. The hard drive died. I had no record of it.
But he had it.
He's the best filing system I have ever seen.
Wow.
And he faxed it to me and said, well, here it is. And he said, we'd love to try and put words to it and give it to Barbara Streisand.
Oh,
and of course, I hit the floor, you know.
Of course you did.
So they went ahead and they wrote lyrics, and I got Jackie Dankworth to demo it for me in London, sent it to Barbara Streisand, and I didn't hear anything for about 2 months. I was in Oklahoma at my wife's parents' house, and Jay Landers, who's Barbara's longtime producer, calls me and said, can you come into the studio tomorrow? He thought I was in LA. I said, yeah, I can. What, you know, Barbara Streisand wants to sing the song. Is there a chart that exists for it? And I said, yeah, there was no chart. I got the first flight back to Los Angeles, stayed up all night, wrote the arrangement, went in, conducted it live with Barbara Streisand, singing live. We were meant to have an hour and a half to record it. It went late. You know, there was other amazing orchestrators there that were getting roasted on a spit, and I thought, oh my God, this is going to be the end of my career.
Yeah, my turn.
And we got up and sang it live, and it was amazing. I mean, it just,
what a great
dream,
moment.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
And that was all Alan and Marilyn Bergman
gave
me that opportunity.
And I should say to the listener that that's one element, and the other element, of course, being Tales from the Walled City with the RTE Concert Orchestra, which is now what was going to be available at the end of October. However, I have to say something about this, because Nicola Benedetti is on this, as is our friend, and she was mentioned earlier, Danielle Denise, who we interviewed recently. She's fantastic. She's, such a talent.
Brilliant.
This is going to be an actual CD, though, at the end of October.
It'll be an actual
CD.
What
are the chances of this appearing on a stage somewhere near you, as the fella said?
Oh, well, I would hope that we'll probably do this as a concert sometime.
Well, that's what I would hope, because I mean, Carl Jenkins is coming
right.
in a few weeks, right? The Peacemaker, and it would be wonderful to imagine this on stage.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's a collection of, there's two big symphonic pieces. There's Tales from the Walled City, which is the 20-minute piece, and then there's a saxophone concerto that I wrote, and I have Nigel Hitchcock recorded, and this is probably one of the most difficult saxophone pieces to play. It's just very, very difficult, and Nigel is in the most incredible saxophone. Amazing performer.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make an album of the week. Well, we can't do it next week because we have someone already in the slot. But the week after, if that was all right with you, can we do that?
Are you kidding?
It'd be fantastic. Then we'll do that. We'll make that album of the week, wow. Tales from the Walled City. We're going to let you go with a City at Peace, I think would be a nice ender for today. Brian, you're an absolute gent. Now, remember, we want a couple of tickets for the programme.
Angela was hard to say out here.
She's very good like that, apparently. And just a reminder, it's Tales from the Walled City. It is a download from this very day. On Monday, sorry.
Monday the 25th, yeah.
Monday the 25th.
Same day as the Streisand song.
The RT front stocks, look at you. Featuring Nicola Benedetti on the violin, and Danielle Denise is in there as well. But this is A City at Peace. You're a pleasure. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank
Brian
you.
Byrne.
Thanks for downloading from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.